今日嘅经文系来自约拿书嘅二章一到十节，我哋会一齐读二章一到十节，用广东话，再一齐用英文读。
Today's scripture reading is from Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. We will read this passage together, first in Cantonese, then in English.
约拿书二章一节，约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神，说：我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我；从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。我说：我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头。我下到山根，地的门将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。我的心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿，来到你的面前。那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃怜爱他的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭与你。我所许的愿，我必偿还，救恩出乎耶和华。耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
Let's read this together. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me, and your waves and your billow passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. At the roots of the mountains, I went down to the land whose bark closed upon me forever. Yet you brought me up life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you, into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I will with the voice of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah up on the dry and the land. 愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。 May God bless the hearers and readers of His words.
咁我哋好高兴有詹聪弟兄嚟到我哋当中讲神嘅信息，系神、约拿和尼尼微。
We are delighted to have Brother Jin Chung bring us today's message titled God, Jonah, and Nineveh.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Could we greet one another by saying Happy New Year?
同大家讲新年快乐。
Really good to see you guys. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Wow, it's first Sunday of
2025. 今日系2025年嘅第一个主日。
And we are dealing with Jonah, the disobedient prophet.
我哋讲紧嘅就系约拿佢一个唔顺服嘅先知。
I remember reading one of the books that Pastor Tim Keller wrote, and in that book it says, if you were to summarize the Bible in one single sentence, it would be Jonah 2:9.
我看過 Tim Keller 牧師他有一本書說，如果你要去綜合整本聖經，你會用約拿書第二章第九節。
I think it was his mentor who taught him of the passage, of the verse, saying, if you were to pick one verse to describe the entirety of the Bible, it is, salvation belongs to the Lord.
那句就是说，救恩出乎耶和华，是综合整本的圣经。
Could we greet one another once again by saying, salvation belongs to the Lord?
我们和周围的人再讲一次，救恩出乎耶和华。
You know, we always greet, God bless you, good to see you here. But today's greeting was more of a proclamation of faith in our brothers and sisters of Christ.
这个这样的彼此的去问安法呢，就是去向大家去宣讲神这个救恩。
And this, as you can see, this prayer was on the lips of Jonah when he was at the lowest point of his life.
約拿在這裡所說的禱告，就是在他生命最危險最危急的時候所說的。
And remember, he was at the lowest point of his life because he disobeyed God.
他在生命的最低點去說這段的禱文，因為他不信服神。
In other words, his current condition was orchestrated each and every step of it by God himself.
即是他每一步去到这一段时间，每一步都是由神所爱筹划。
We can suffer from dealing with worldly affairs, right?
我们可能在面对做世界上任何的事情的时候，我们会有受苦。
But today's confession came when Jonah was under the suppressing hand, almighty hands of God.
但约拿在这一段，他是在神的手的下面，神的手好像压住他一样。
And we're going to take a look how it was possible for him to utter such a profound prayer even in his lowest point.
我们今天就来看看，纵使约拿在他最生命最低点的时候，他怎样可以讲出一个这么重要的祷文呢？
And I hope this would be a message of hope for all of you who are here this morning in 2025.
我都希望呢，这个信息呢，是给大家在2025年有一个盼望。
Now, wherever you go, wherever you are,
无论你去哪里，你在哪里，
may God use your circumstances to open your mouth and praise God.
愿神呢，用你的处境呢，使到你开口去赞美神。
There are three things that we can begin with today's passage. Number one is city of Nineveh.
我们可以有三样东西开始的时候讲，第一就是尼尼微城。
Number two is the belly of the fish.
第二就是这个鱼的肚腹。
And of course, number three is Jonah himself.
第三就是约拿自己。
So what was the city of Nineveh about?
咁呢个尼尼微城有咩特别呢？
Well, the city of Nineveh and Jerusalem or Israel as a country have a deep history.
咁誒，尼尼微城同埋以色列耶路撒冷，佢哋中之間咧有一個好深嘅歷史。
Those of you who know, Nineveh was the capital of Assyrian Empire, not Syrian Empire, Assyrian Empire.
咁咧係亞述帝國嘅首都。
And they oppressed Israel and Judah throughout in the Old Testament.
咁喺舊約裏邊咧，我哋都成日睇到咧，佢哋係不斷嘅壓迫以色列同埋猶大。
Nineveh was established, it was situated right next to a river called Tigris River.
咁咧，佢係喺呢個叫做 Tigris 嘅呢個河嘅隔離。
So if you imagine the region of Babylon, that's east side of Jerusalem, Assyrian Empire was northern part of that Babylon area.
咁如果你睇下咧，喺以色列嘅右邊嚇。即係東邊咧，就係巴比倫嘢；亞述咧，就喺佢哋嘅北邊。
So in today's term, it would be where northern Iraq is.
就好似今日所睇到嘅伊拉克北邊咁樣。
According to Genesis 10 verse 11, it is recorded as the city of Nineveh was found by a person called Nimrod.
咁咧喺創世記嘅第十章第十一節咧，就記載咗呢個叫 Nimrod 嘅人咧，佢去建立呢個尼尼微城。
And this city of Nineveh was known for its power, wealth, and brutality, which reflect the oppressive policies of the Assyrian Empire.
咁尼尼微城有咩咁出名咧？就係佢嘅財富啦，佢嘅權力啦，同埋佢喺亞述帝國裏邊咧，不斷去壓迫人嘅手段。
But like many other great cities of the old, Nineveh eventually fell into the hands of Babylonians.
咁正如好似其他大嘅城市一樣，喺歷史裏邊，尼尼微城咧，至終咧都係被巴比倫咧去征服。
It's very interesting how Babylonians conquered Nineveh.
咁好有趣嘅就係巴比倫人點樣去征服咗呢個尼尼微咧
？The invading armies dammed the rivers that connected the supplied water to the city.
佢哋有啲河咧係有水咧係供應呢個城市嘅。
And once they removed that dam, that caused a flood which broke one of the city walls.
咁你有啲堤壩咧係阻擋啲水嘅。咁但係當你將你呢個堤壩攞走嘅時候咧，呢啲水咧就好似洪流咁樣一路流入去，令到佢哋有水災。
And through that city wall, the foreign invading armies had access to the city, and then that's how they conquered Nineveh.
咁咧，佢呢啲水咧就沖爛咗佢哋嘅城牆，咁呢啲軍隊咧就可以入到個城裏邊去征服佢哋。
Maybe if you're a devout Christian, maybe one thing that I can challenge you in today's sermon is think about how water is being depicted in today's passage. You know how Nineveh was used. The Babylonians used water to destroy the city. Jonah is also in the water, in the belly of the fish.
咁你基督徒嘅時候咧，你可以挑戰你就係去諗下今日經文咧點樣形容呢個水？呢個水咧巴比倫人點樣用呢個水去征服呢度嘅尼尼微城，同埋約拿喺呢個水嘅裏邊
？I would not directly mention about the water here, but if you have that in your backdrop as you listen to the sermon, I think it will be very good for you.
咁你去不斷嘅去記翻嚇，你咁提到呢個水嘅事情咧，對你會有幫助嘅。
During the reign of King Hezekiah, King Sennacherib of Assyria laid siege to Jerusalem.
咁喺希西家作王嘅時候咧，呢個亞述王咧撒曼以色咧就去攻打呢個耶路撒冷。
Hezekiah then prayed to God, and God promised to deliver Jerusalem from the Assyrians as part of his covenant faithfulness.
咁希西家咧就向神去祈祷，神咧就应许佢会从将同你嘅敌人里边咧去手里边咧去释放出嚟，呢个系咧佢嘅约佢里边嘅应许。
And when Israel needed help, guess what Nineveh did? They did not help Israel. Rather made their life more miserable.
咁當以色列人需要幫助嘅時候咧，當然尼尼微冇幫助佢哋啦。咁但係反之咧，令到佢哋嘅生活咧更加係艱苦。
Their relationship, Israel and Nineveh's relationship, was more than just not good. They were bitter enemies to each other.
唔單止佢關係唔好，並且佢哋關係咧，其實係一個敵人苦毒嘅關係。
But somehow God sent his servant Jonah to save Ninevites.
但係咧，神咧就差派約拿咧去到要拯救尼尼微城嘅人。
God sent Jonah, the Israelite who's been an enemy with Nineveh, to go to his enemy country, so that his enemy country people can be saved.
神將呢個約拿呢個作為一個以色列人將佢差派去到佢嘅敵人嘅當中尼尼微城嘅裏邊去拯救尼尼微城嘅人。
For example, maybe God is using an American preacher to go to France to preach the gospel.
咁可能係神咧去就好似係神差派一個講道嘅人由美國去到法國裏邊。
Or maybe God is sending a Korean or Taiwanese or Chinese preachers to go preach the gospel in Japan.
又或者可能係將一個中國人、台灣人或者韓國人咧，帶差派去到日本裏邊咧去宣講福音。
Or even God is calling a Jewish preacher to go preach the gospel in Gaza Street, a Gaza Strip.
又或者係神差派一個猶太人嘅講道牧師去到呢個加沙地帶裏邊宣講福音。
Perhaps God is calling us this year to go and spread His love to our enemies.
或者可能神咧今年叫我哋咧去到我哋嘅敌人当中去宣讲佢嘅爱。
Just as holy and perfect and omniscient God sent His Son to the world of sin and disobedience.
就好似呢个圣洁嘅神、全能嘅神，将呢个独生子去差派到嚟到呢个唔信服嘅世界嘅里边。
We see God using us to reach the unreached or most unreachable people in our life.
就好似神，好似差派我哋去到嗰啲未得之民或者唔能够去接触到嘅人嘅当中去触摸佢哋。
I believe because in that His grace is sufficient.
因为我相信，因为喺当中神嘅恩典会系足够嘅。
When God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh, he got mad.
当神去指派約拿去到尼尼微嘅時候咧，約拿咧好憤怒。
And he ran away from God.
佢從神嘅面前咧去逃避。
In other words, he ran away from God's commandment.
即係話從神嘅命令當中去逃避。
Why? Because he knew God can save Ninevites, and he didn't want to see that.
點解咧？因為約拿知道神可以去拯救尼尼微城，而約拿咧唔想咁樣發生。
God's prophet Jonah knew who God was.That he is a loving God, that he is able to save his enemy country, Ninevites.
神这个先知约拿知道神是哪一个，知道他是爱的，他知道神是可以拯救尼尼微城的人。
Jonah knew pretty well who God was, who he was, and who his enemies were.
约拿知道神以往现在是哪一个，并且知道尼尼微的人是怎样。
But knowledge itself was not enough for him to be obedient servant.
但是单凭这个知识不能够使到他是做一个尽忠的仆人。
Because his experience and past history between Ninevites and Israelites stopped them from extending God's love to Ninevites.
因为约拿的过去的历史是以色列人和尼尼微城的人之间的冲突，使到他不能够去到尼尼微城当中去宣讲神的爱。
Sometimes before God disciplines us,We have to come out of our comfort zone.
有時喺神去要去警戒我哋之前，我哋要首先離開我哋嗰個舒適嘅地帶。
Sometimes, according to our own experiences, according to our own knowledge, it doesn't make any sense what God is asking you to do, and yet we ought to be obedient to God's call.
有時淨係單憑我哋嘅知識，好難去理解神叫我哋做嘅嘢，但係我哋首先。好多時就要去淨係信服去回覆神，回覆神嘅呼召。
And I pray that will be you in 2025.
我希望呢個就係你喺2025年當中係咁樣。
That you would believe and trust your entire being of or the daily lives onto the hands of God.
你會將你自己去擺喺神嘅當中去相信神。
Because in that moment, even though everything seems against you.If you trust in the hand of God, you will witness God's great works in your life.
因为纵使好多嘢都系好似唔顺意嘅时候，但系你只要将你嘅信心摆喺神里边嘅时候，你就睇到神喺你生命里边嘅工作。
And I pray that you would see that great works of God when you obey God against all the odds that you have thought of.
我祈祷就系话你想去相信神嘅时候，纵使系喺逆境嘅里边。你仍然能够去信靠神。
Jonah, the prophet of God, out of his anger from his past history or relationship with Ninevites, decided to intentionally disobey God and run away from him.
约拿因为佢哋嘅国民同埋尼尼微城之间以前嘅关系，所以佢好愤怒，佢就去离开唔去跟从神嘅指派。
And I want to be personal with you today. It doesn't have to be big, but I want to be personal in your daily life. Have you been running away from God's commandment to love your neighbors?
我想问下你，在你的平时的生活里面，你是不是没有遵守神的诫命，不去爱你，并没有爱你的邻舍呢？
The person is so unlovable.
那个人可能很不可爱。
We all have that person, don't we?
我们每一个人都生命里面都有这样的人。
We have that one person really hard to deal with, very uncomfortable to speak with.
我们 有一个人在生命里面是很难去面对，很难去跟他说话。
I'm not saying God is going to send you every time you see that person to speak and you know, spark out a conversation, but what if God has called you to go out of your comfort zone into a discomfort zone?
我不是说你每一次见到那个人你都要走去跟他说话，但是可能是神呢叫你呼召你从你的舒适的地带里面去走出来去接触他。
I pray for your obedience before his commandments.
我希望你会去顺服佢俾你嘅诫命。
Why? Because I would love to see you grow in your faith.
因为点解咧？因为我希望你喺你嘅信心里边见到你成长。
I would love for you to love your neighbors and build one another.
我希望你会去爱你嘅邻舍，去彼此建立。
And if you have hard time doing that, you have a help already from God, the Holy Spirit.
如果你觉得好困难嘅时候，你已经从神里边有一个帮助，就系圣灵。
If God is to commend you, He's not going to commend you without the help so that you can obey His commandment.
如果神去呼召你去俾你诫命去做咁嘅嘢嘅时候，佢一定会俾你帮助。
You have to look carefully, maybe sometimes.
有时可能你要好小心去睇。
Pray as Saint Augustine prayed.
佢祈祷好似奥古斯丁嘅祈祷咁样。
Give us your commandments and help us to obey your commandments.
会给我们的诫命，也都帮助我们去遵守他的诫命。
But let's see what happens if you go the opposite direction, which what Jonah did.
我们要看看，如果你走他反的方向，好像约拿这样做的时候，会怎样呢？
In his attempt to flee from God's divine commandment,
他从神的诫命里面去逃避。
Jonah boarded on a ship, heading to the opposite direction of the city of Nineveh.
咁咧，約拿咧就走上一隻船，呢隻船咧係從去尼尼微嘅相反嘅方向。
Interestingly, the Bible doesn't say that Jonah traveled far west from Nineveh.
咁但係聖經咧冇再話約拿咧係去由西向西方走，走到好遠。
As you can see, the city of Jerusalem was to the west of Nineveh, right? And Nineveh was
sorry.
The Nineveh was to the east of Jerusalem.
咁咧，我哋睇到咧就係耶路撒冷係喺尼尼微城嘅西邊。
But rather, the Bible says Jonah fled away from God's presence.
但係聖經所記載嘅就係話約拿咧從神嘅面前咧去逃避。
Even though Jonah was running away from that the enemy country, The Bible doesn't say he ran away or he fled or he went far from Nineveh. It says he went far and ran away from God.
圣经记载嘅就系话，并唔系话约拿从呢个尼尼微城去逃避走到好远，而系咧从神嘅面前去逃避。
And when he ran away from God's presence, he went to the point where God's presence was the furthest, allegorically speaking, in the belly of the fish.
咁佢走到從神嘅面前走到好遠，但係佢走到好遠嘅時候，去到一個地方就係去到魚嘅肚裏邊。
If you were to think that God is in our heaven, the belly of the fish would be the lowest point of on the earth.
如果你想象一下，神喺天國嘅裏邊，喺好高嘅地方，這個魚嘅肚腹咧就係一個最深嘅地方。
But even in that place, Jonah was not able to run away from God's presence.
但系，纵使约拿喺个肚腹鱼嘅肚腹里边，约拿都唔能够从神嘅面前去躲避。
Our omnipresent God sent great waves and winds to prevent the disobedient Jonah from running away from His presence.
有无所不在嘅神去将呢个风浪去打呢只船，使到呢个约拿咧唔能够从神嘅面前躲避。
In other words, when you are disobeying God's commandment.You're not just running away His commandment. You're not just running away His beloved people. You're running away from God.
所以当你去唔去顺服神嘅诫命，想从呢个诫命里去逃避嘅时候， 你唔单止系逃避佢嘅诫命同埋佢嘅子民，并且你同神嘅面前去躲避。
That's one of the reasons why the Ten Commandments or the commandments in the Deuteronomy or the Book of Laws are so important to the Israelites because His commandment represented God's presence.
所以十诫同埋喺圣经里边嘅其他嘅诫命，对于以色列人嚟讲都系咁重要，因为呢啲嘅诫命都代表咗神嘅同在。
Think of it as an ambassador or an envoy has a message of a king to a neighboring nation. When that envoy comes with a message, that represents the king where he belongs.
你想象一下，好似一个王，佢差派一啲使者去将佢嘅信息咧，去带俾其他嘅国家。咁呢啲國家見到呢個使者嘅時候咧，就好似見到呢個王佢親自俾嘅信息一樣。
And depending on how you would treat this messenger, you are delivering a message to their king. How I would treat you.
咁你點樣對待呢個使者咧？就好似啊，你點樣對待嗰個王一樣。
So when you are disobeying the word of God, you're disobeying God Himself.
如果你唔去遵守神嘅话语，佢诫命嘅时候咧，你就系去唔信服神。
And we've seen this in I love Three Kingdoms story。
咁我都睇过一个所谓三国嘅故事。
Not just only that, in the history of China, we've seen this many many times。
咁咧，并且喺即系呢啲咁嘅情形咧，喺中国嘅历史里边，我成日都睇到。
Guess how Jonah reacted in the ship, in the boat, when the great waves hit them.
咁当呢个大风浪去打呢只船嘅时候，约拿点样去反应咧
？Jonah knew exactly why this was happening to him and the people on the ship.
咁约拿咧，约拿好清楚知道咧，点解会有咁嘅事发生
？He knew that he was disobeying. He didn't doubt, nor he didn't do it subconsciously.Because he knew, because of his running away from God's presence, was precisely the reason that ship is about to get wrecked.
约拿自己好心里边好清楚，就系话点解呢只船遇到个大风浪，就系因为佢同神嘅面前去躲避。
And the people on the ship asked Jonah, "What should we do? What have you done? Where are you from? What are you?"
咁船上边嘅人咧就问约拿：啊，你做咗啲乜嘢啊？你喺边度嚟噶？咁我哋应该点样做啊？
And this, in verse 12 on chapter 1, Jonah said to them, Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you.
咁喺第十二节佢话咧，叫啲人咧就将佢掉落海里边，因为咧系佢自己将呢啲咁嘅嘢咧去带到嚟，因为佢唔信服神。
You know, many of us are in Jonah's position today, in place today.
今日可能好多人，我哋喺约拿呢佢嘅处境嘅里边。
We know exactly who we are.
我哋系我哋咁嘅当处境。
In verse 9 on chapter 1, Jonah said, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land." He knew who he is. He knew who God is.
咁咧，约拿就睇佢第九节，佢话咧：我系犹大人，我知道神系边一个，我知道神系创造天地嘅神。
He knew God made everything, and he had love for his enemies, the Ninevites.
咁佢知道神系边一个？佢知道神咧系爱佢嘅敌人尼尼微人。
And he knew who Ninevites were. They were the persecuting country when we really, really needed help. They did not help us, but they made our life miserable.
咁佢知道咧尼尼微人系咩人？佢知道佢哋需要帮助嘅时候咧，尼尼微人冇嚟帮助佢哋，去使到佢哋嘅生活咧系好痛苦。
He knew exactly what he would do if he would have went.To the city of Nineveh and commanded them what God had, what God wanted him to say.
咁佢并且约拿好深知道咧，当佢去到尼尼微城要去讲呢个信息嘅时候咧，佢知道神会点样做。
And yet he disobeyed.
但系约拿去唔信服神。
And often we think that we have a biblical knowledge and therefore we would be able to obey every single part of God's commandment, but it's not true, at least in today's passage.
咁我哋以为我哋对神嘅话语好清楚嘅时候，我哋就会去顺服神。但事实唔系咁样，就好似今日嘅信息一样。
Simply put, the knowledge in Jonah's mind did not kindle or change his posture in his heart.
喺约拿嘅头脑里边嘅知识，并冇能够去改变佢嘅心意去点样做。
But he somehow had grace, not for Ninevites, for the Ninevites, but for the people on the ship.
但是他在他的心里面呢, 对于船上的人呢, 也都是有怜悯。
He didn't have to tell them how to be saved from the great tempest.
他其实不需要讲给船上的人听他们怎样可以在这个大风浪当中能够得救。
But because these people begged Jonah, like, what is going on? You fear the Lord, you're the Hebrew, and you just told me God created heaven and all the sea, and this is you who we the reason why we are in trouble.
但因为船上面的人去不断哀求，或者是去跟他讲，你知道这个创造天地的神是哪一个，但是我们又为什么有这样的事情发生呢？
And tell us what we need to do, and Jonah tells them what they need to do.
那约拿就讲给你听他们需要做什么。
The people in the ship threw Jonah into the water.
船上的人就将约拿丢下海。
And soon after, the water calmed down.
很快这个风浪就停止了。
Then the people of people on the ship praised God.
船上的人就赞美神。
Sometimes we are being gracious to people, I wouldn't say a secondary, but not our primary object of our obedience of faith.
很多时候我想说的是，我们对人是有恩典，这个很多时候都不是我们在我们生命里面首要顺服神的做的。
We think that obeying God's commandment, we think that obeying God's commandment is fulfilled when we can't love enemies but love the people who are lovable.
我们以为我们就是爱那些可爱的人，不去爱神敌人的时候，我们是顺服神的诫命。
So sometimes we think that we have obeyed God's commandment after switching the object or the target of God's love because it was easier for us to obey.
因为我们以为我们将这个我们要爱那个人的目标去转移的时候， 我们就以为我们依然是顺服神的诫命，因为这个新的目标是比较容易让我们接受。
That's one of the reasons why I love these only four chapters of book Jonah, because there's so many things that we can learn from.
所以我很喜欢约拿书，纵使只有四章的圣经，但我们可以学到很多东西。
But it has to be Ninevites, not the people on the ship that Jonah had to be gracious on.
但是这个始终是一定要是尼尼微人，不是只是这个船上的人约拿去给他们有恩典。
Nonetheless, when the people on the ship threw Jonah away, God had prepared and commanded a huge fish to swallow Jonah and preserved his life.
总之这个船上的人将约拿丢了下海，但神预备了一条大鱼去将他吞了，去保存他的生命。
And there, in the belly of the fish, Jonah finally turns away from the world, from his discomfort, onto the holy temple of God.
最后约拿在这个鱼的肚腹里面的时候，他将从这个世界里面去转来，向主面向神的圣殿。
How did he do it? He prayed to God.
他怎么做呢? 他向神去祈祷。
Jonah prayed from inside of that fish's belly, is text today.
英文里面说约拿在这个鱼的肚腹里面去祈祷。
We will primarily going to focus on verses 7 to 8.
我们主要会讲第7至8节。
There's so much to learn from verses 1 to 6. But in verse 7, Jonah confessed that his life was fainting away.
第7节他说他的心，他里面是发昏。
Have you ever felt your life was fainting away?
就好像，如果翻译就好像你的生命慢慢去消失的时候，你有没有感受过这样的事情呢？
Here the word life also means one's soul, so by definition, it could mean his everything.
他说我的心，英文的翻译说我的生命，也都可以说他的灵魂，他的所有。
Everything about Jonah.
约拿的所有的东西。
Every part of his being.
他生命的每一部分。
All of them was fainting away.
所有的东西都好像慢慢去消逝。
He was becoming weak.
他变得软弱。
His consciousness was fading away.
他的意识慢慢的消失。
His strength was draining.
他的体力慢慢的流失。
And even his determination to run away from God's commandment is long gone in his presence.
同埋佢嘅点样决意去从神嘅诫命去逃走呢样嘢，亦都已经消失咗。
Jonah has no strength to fight back God.
约拿并冇体力能够去同神去对抗啦。
At that moment,
就喺嗰一刻。
At the lowest and the weakest moment of Jonah's life, Jonah remembered the Lord.
就喺约拿最软弱最低嘅嗰一点，约拿记得神。
Verse 7 says, "When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord."
佢话我心在我里面发昏嘅时候咧，我就想念耶和华。
What did Jonah do at his lowest and weakest moment of life? Jonah remembered the Lord.
约拿在生命最低点对最软弱的时候，他做什么呢？他记得，他想念耶和华。
In God's mercy and grace, God taught Jonah above everything else to remember him in the belly of the fish.
在藉着神的恩典和怜悯，神去教约拿去怎样去记得他。
When he remembered the Lord, what did he do? He prayed to God.
当约拿想念耶和华的时候做什么呢？他向神去祈祷。
Could we see to your left and right and front and back and encourage your brothers and sisters by saying, let us remember the Lord.
我们可以向你前后左右的人去讲，让我们一起去想念耶和华。
Let us remember the Lord.
让我们想记得想念耶和华。
Sorry, I'm doing this just to kind of,Lift up your spirit in my long sermon.
咁啊，即系咁样做，系想你哋咧啊，醒一醒。
Sometimes God puts us through complete exhaustion, where we have nothing but to surrender to Him.
有时神咧将我哋摆喺一个位置，使到我哋咧完全嘅去冇晒力，叫我哋咧去记得佢。
Even our works, even our jobs, even our studies.Even something we were working so hard, but we didn't get it.
就好似系喺我哋嘅工作，喺我哋嘅学习里边，纵使我哋好努力、好努力，但我哋都去唔到嗰一度。
In that moment, don't be discouraged, but remember the Lord.
但系就喺嗰一刻，唔好气馁，你要去想念耶和华。
Remember God has great things for you.
记得神去向你有一个好大嘅计划。
We know this because He did not.Spare his own son for you.
我哋知道，因为神并冇啊去神去将佢嘅儿子去俾我哋。
While some people like Jonah remember God in their fainting away life,
有约拿喺佢心里边发昏嘅时候
，others don't always think about God, who alone is sufficient refuge.When we are weak,
咁约拿去想念耶和华，但系其他人并冇去好似佢咁样会去记得耶和华系佢足够嘅一个避难所。
The Bible tells us such discipline from God is a blessing.
圣经话神俾嘅咁样嘅管教，其实系一个祝福。
Now, the discipline is.The fainting away circumstances God has allowed, and your heart to remember the Lord.
嗰啲管教就係使我哋喺呢個處境裏邊嘅時候，我哋覺得我哋嘅生命好似漸漸嘅去流失、去失去嘅時候，好似約拿咁，心裏邊發昏嘅時候，佢就會想念耶和華。
And that's how we can tell whether that person is a blessed Christian or not.
就單睇呢樣嘢，我哋就睇到呢個係咪一個被祝福嘅基督徒。
A blessed Christian would use negative circumstances to remember the Lord.
呢个受祝福嘅基督徒会用佢呢个逆境去记得神。
A blessed Christian would take all the sufferings and trials to pray to God.
一个受祝福的基督徒会用他的试炼，用他的苦难去向神去祈祷。
Rather than draining our strength, rather than being dragged down into abysmal, perpetual work and jobs and discomfort, even discouragement.
纵使在你的工作或者周围的环境，你去到一个最低的点，你觉得失望。
A blessed Christian, a blessed man and woman of God would not sit silent.
一个受神祝福的儿女，他不会只是就这样坐在这
里。They will use it to remember who God is.
他会用这个处境去想念耶和华是哪一位。
And then they will evermore lifting up their voices to pray to God.
他们就会去提起他们的声音向神去祈祷。
Because that Christian, that blessed Christian knows that if God didn't love him or her, he would have simply left him or her alone in his sin.
因为你的基督徒会知道，如果神是不爱他的时候，神就会由得他在他自己的罪里面不理他。
So that they would do whatever they like to do without God enabling them to remember who he is, to really make a stop in his conscience or in his heart saying, maybe this isn't right.
神就不会说要用他们的处境使到他们会去记得神。
We all have our own belly of the fish.
我们每个人都有好像一个鱼的肚腹一样。
Those of you, some of us are still on that boat.
有些人可能依然在这个船上边。
Some of you are running away from the presence of God to try to get on that boat.
有些人可能是从神的同在里面去逃走，想上这只船。
Or some of you are listening other people's complaining and you are expected to answer them what needs to be done.
可能你会听着人的埋怨，可能你会觉得他们等着你给他们一个答案。
Or those of you, some of you are not even in that moment in the belly of the fish. The belly of the fish still awaits in your future.
可能你都仲未喺呢个鱼嘅肚腹嘅里边，呢、这个鱼嘅肚腹咧喺你嘅将来去等紧你。
But wherever you are in this spectrum, I want you to learn from Jonah and remember the Lord and pray to God.
无论你系喺边一个处境，我都想你好似约拿咁样去记得神、想念神、向神祈祷。
You may feel like I sound so.Basic, because who doesn't know God? Who doesn't remember God? And who doesn't pray to God?
你可能会问啊，有边个唔认识神啊？有边一个唔会想念神，唔会向神祈祷咧？
But just as God uses foolish ones in the world to lead the wise one, it's not our works. Works has been already done.
就好似神去用呢个愚蠢嘅人去带领世界上有知识嘅人，神嘅工作咧系已经成就咗。
We're not trying to cut.The belly of the fish with our samurai sword on our own.
我哋唔系净系想自己用自己把刀去剖开呢个鱼嘅肚腹。
We're not going to make it to sashimi and going to eat it.
我哋唔会将呢个鱼咧去切开，好似寿司鱼生咁样食咗佢。
But what we're going to do is we are going to remember the Almighty, powerful God.
我哋要做嘅就系去记得呢个全能嘅神。
Because He is able.
因为佢系能够嘅。
And we will lift up our eyes and to see the holy temple of God and ask for His help.
我们就会打开眼睛，我们去望着神的圣殿，去向祂求帮助。
It's as simple as that.
这个就是这么简单。
In prayer and remembrance.
在祈祷里面去纪念。
Although Jonah was against seeing God's blessing extended to Nineveh, God's redemptive work.Could not be stopped.
纵使约拿唔想见到神去祝福尼尼微人，去拯救尼尼微人，但系神嘅救恩嘅工作唔能够被停止嘅。
Jonah's disobedience couldn't stop God's love for Ninevites. The Ninevites.
约拿嘅唔顺服唔能够阻止神去拯救尼尼微人。
And because Jonah was God's people, God made sure he would turn away from wherever he is relying on onto God Himself.
因为约拿是神的子民，所以神要肯定约拿去转向去依赖神。
Jonah's past experience or long bitterness between Israel and Nineveh couldn't stop God's love for the people in Nineveh.
約拿佢同埋以色列人同利利美人以前嘅過節衝突，唔能夠阻止神嘅祝福去到利利美人當中。
And this illustrates one of the five-point Calvinism, unconditional election, which is Tulip, the second point, that those who are saved or truly saved are unconditionally saved and cannot lose their salvation.
呢個就好似講到加爾文主義嘅第二點，就係呢個無條件嘅揀選，就係話咧嗰啲被神去拯救嘅人咧，佢哋係被拯救係無條件嘅，並且佢哋唔能夠失去佢哋嘅救恩。
If God loves our enemies,
如果神愛我哋嘅敵人，
we cannot stop him.
我哋唔能夠阻止佢。
No matter how we feel,
無論我哋嘅感受會係點樣。
In other words, if God does not love our enemies,
另一方面就係如果神唔愛我哋嘅敵人，
or if God hasn't chosen our enemies,
如果神並冇揀選我哋嘅敵人，
or if God hasn't chosen our beloved ones, there's nothing we can do to change God's selection.
如果神冇揀選我哋所愛嘅人，我哋唔能夠做啲乜嘢去改變神嘅揀選。
But we don't know everything about God, therefore we wouldn't be able to tell which one is which.
但我哋唔能够知道究竟神拣咗边一个。
For that reason, our mission stays the same. We must love the people God has called us to serve around us.
所以我哋嘅使命依然系一样，就系话咧，我哋要去爱神摆喺我哋周围嘅人。
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
救恩出乎耶和华。
And he will use even extremely hostile and disobedient servants like myself.
就纵使神甚至乎会用一个好困难、好恶劣嘅处境，
as he did with Jonah to save his people.
就好似佢用约拿去拯救佢人。
Because God's love and his grace are far greater than both my sin, my disobedience, and my enemy's sin and hatred.
因为神的恩典和爱呢，比起我们的罪，我们敌人的罪呢，更加大。
We're going back to the verse 7, the latter half. In his extreme circumstance, Jonah remembered God above all else and began to pray to him.
我们回到第七节，就是这个最恶劣的处境，约拿去想念神，记得神，向神去祈祷。
And if you think about his prayer, it probably been very it would have been a fervent a prayer with tears towards God's holy temple, the place where his Lord dwells.
你想象一下，他的祈祷一定是很热切，会流泪。他的祷告进入到神的圣殿，达到神的面前。
And in the New Testament, we see similar things happening in the life of Jesus.
在新约圣经里面，我们看到类似的情况在耶稣基督的里面。
Jesus encountered more severe and extreme circumstance than Jonah.
耶稣所面对的处境比起约拿的处境更加恶劣，更加困难。
He walked a path as most difficult and most suffering in the world.
他行一个条路是最困难，是最多苦难的路。
And he walked silent.
但他安静地去行这条路。
Because he knew his mission.
因为他知道他的使命，
because he knew the object of God's love.
他知道神所爱的人，
and he knew God is able.
他知道神是能够的，
therefore he took the cross and walked to the Golgotha.
所以他背起这个十字架走上去各各他。
He did it on behalf of us sinners who are stained with sin and once were enemies to God.
他为我们这些罪人这样做，为我们这些敌挡神的人去这样做。
That time, as we all know, on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ turned to God in his prayer.
我们知道在那一刻，耶稣基督去转向神，去向神去祈祷。
If there's anything that we should imitate or learn from the life of Jonah and Jesus in today's passage, it is that we ought to pray to God in the name of Jesus, even in our weaknesses.
我们今天所要学的，在约拿和耶稣基督身上学到的，就是说纵使在我们最软弱的时候，我们要学习去转向神去祈祷。
Our Savior Jesus, in his weak or human nature, weak nature, constantly prayed to God.
耶稣在他的道成肉身成为人在这个地上面的时候，他不断地去向神去祈祷。
The weakness or imperfection of human nature,
人的软弱，人的本性，
or even the death on the cross, the waiting death on the cross,
又或者在十架上面的死亡，
or even the one disciple who would persecute him and sell him to the Pharisees,
又或者是那个会去出卖耶稣，去将耶稣去卖给法利赛人那个叛徒。
None of them could stop him from approaching God onto the cross in his prayers.
没一个人能够阻止耶稣基督去转向神，在十架上面去向神祈祷。
We often think the discouragements or the weaknesses that we're facing or experiencing in our life, we often think that in that moment, we tend to stay away from God.
很多时候在我们的失望里面，我们在生命上面软弱的时候，我们以为我们应该要从神的面前去躲避，远离神。
Like for example, when we think about our sins and how great they are, our tendency is to stay away from God's presence.
就想象一下我们的罪，我们想想我们的罪有几大的时候，我们就会想啊，我们要从神的面前去躲开，逃避神。
But brothers and sisters, there's nothing can stop us from going to God because of what Christ has done.
但弟兄姊妹，没什么可以阻挡我们去回到神的里面，因为耶稣基督为我们所做。
Because if you look at the life of Christ, he had to suffer into glory.
因为想想基督的生命，他要去受苦，以致去到荣耀的里面。
If we are Christians, a follower of Christ, it is precisely when we are suffering or when we are weak, we are in going into the glory in our prayer in the name of Jesus.
我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，基督徒，我们在我们软弱的时候，最低潮的时候，在那点就是藉着耶稣基督去进入到荣耀的里面。
It's almost like we must go to God in our weaknesses because of Jesus.
就是因为耶稣基督，所以在我们最软弱的时候，我们一定要回去神那里。
So weaker or more sinful we become, more and closer we approach the throne of grace.
我们更加软弱的时候，我们犯罪的时候，我们更加要去到神的施恩宝座面前。
And that's what we say about sin has lost its grip on us.
所以我们说罪已经不能够辖制我们。
Before sin was dragging us down to go to the presence of God, then now in the power of the name of Jesus, sin is pushing us to go to God.
以前罪去将我们从神的面前去拉走，去拉到一个最低的地方。但是因为耶稣基督的缘故，现在纵使是罪的时候，我们能够回到神的面前。
And for that reason, we are able to repent on a daily basis by the name of the Father.
所以我们每一日能够在神的面前，藉着神的名去向神去认罪悔改。
And because it is for God's holy name's sake, just as Jesus endured a death greater than Jonah's 3 days in the belly of the fish, we can be united in our suffering to Christ.
因为耶稣基督他的受苦，他的死，比起约拿在肚腹鱼的肚腹里面三日是更加严重的时候，我们能够藉着耶稣基督的名，我们能够回到他的里面，纵使是受苦的时候。
Our Jesus, who was without sin, not only offered prayers of repentance on behalf of sinners, but also he had interceding for us.
无罪的耶稣能够去为我们这些罪人去代求。
He did not offer prayer to God alone, but now he is offering prayer to God for his people.
不单止耶稣基督去为他自己祈祷，并且耶稣基督能够为我们，为他的子民去向神祈祷。
That's what we see in the life of Jonah. When he was spit out from the belly of the fish, he goes to the object or target of God's love and share that message.
就好像约拿从这个鱼的肚腹里面出来的时候，他回到去神所爱的人，这些尼尼微人的当中，去宣讲神的爱。
But in that moment, Jonah remembered one more thing in verse 8.
但在第八节，约拿他记得另一样嘢。
Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love.
就是那些只是去。
Jonah.
信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
The Bible calls those who rely on anything other than God foolish, unwise, and ignorant.
圣经说那些不去依赖神，去依赖其他的东西的人呢，他们是愚蠢，他们是无知的。
And soon we realize that we are standing on the path of destruction when we put our trust in idols, and we are worshiping worthless things.
当我们去将我们的信靠去摆在偶像上面的时候呢，我们去相信一些虚无的东西的时候，我们是在这个毁灭的路的上面。
First, Jonah hoped in the boat that would take him away from the presence of God.
首先约拿以为在这个船能够帮助他从神的面前去躲避。
Second, he hoped the people around him so that they would somehow maneuver through the tempest and would be able to land in the other side of Nineveh.
第二，他以为船上面的人能够去使这只船呢，去离开个风浪，去到另一个地方去躲避神。
And lastly, maybe you can argue with me, his last resort was to be thrown into the ocean.
而第三样最后的就是说，他以为他最后的办法就是被掉落海里面。
I would rather die than to give the message of hope to the Ninevites.
他说我宁愿死，我都不想将这个盼望的信息去给到你利未人。
But one and each and every one after, God preserved Jonah's life, and Jonah knew that he couldn't run away from God's presence.
但每一次神都保守着约拿的生命，约拿就知道他要去到你利未。
Jonah turned to God finally.
约拿最后转向神。
Jonah turned to God who is eternal rather than he's turning to the perishable things of this world.
约拿去转向那位永恒的神，而不是转向那些可以扭坏的东
西。In our Jesus, in our Savior, Jesus Christ is, also, he prayed to God on the cross.
在十架上面，耶稣基督去向神去祈祷。
It is almost impossible to think that Christ is relying on something other than God himself.
我们很难想象耶稣基督会去依赖其他东西，不是依赖神。
We can't imagine Christ being doing that.
我们很难想象耶稣基督会这样做。
And if that is so true, how about us?
我们又怎样呢？
Why is it so true and no-brainer for Christ to rely on something else and we are not so sure?
为什么我们不能够想象耶稣基督会依赖其他东西，反之我们就不是很肯定可能我们会依赖其他东西呢？
I pray that in 2025, all of us in this room would be able to pray and face to the holy presence of God in prayer.
我们祈祷2025年每一位我们都会转向神，向神的同在。
Jonah knew that God would forgive the people of Nineveh.
约拿知道神会去赦免尼尼微人，
Because salvation belongs to God.
因为救恩是出乎耶和华。
That's why Jonah ran away.
所以约拿去躲避。
Unable to forgive the nation that had tormented his country and people, he, in a sense, defied God.
约拿不能够去赦免那些去侵犯他国家的人，所以约拿去叛逆神。
However, in the end, in the very end,He put aside his stubbornness and he repented and submit to God.
最后约拿呢去拿走他的偏见，他向神去顺服。
There he went to Nineveh to deliver God's message.
他就去尼尼微去宣讲神这个信息。
Only by hearing God's word could the people of Nineveh repent and be saved.
尼尼微城的人只可以听，只要听到神的信息，他们才能够得救。
If no one tells them, they wouldn't know.
如果没人告诉他们听的时候，他们不会知道。
They wouldn't even know that they needed to repent.
他们甚至乎不知道他们需要悔改。
We too have a true messenger.
我们都有一个 真的大信息的人。
Who came into our life？
他来到我们的生命。
When we are enemies to God。
当我们是神的敌人的时候。
To show us God's forgiving heart。
去俾我哋睇到神，去愿意赦免我哋。
To show us that we needed to repent and be saved。
去俾我哋睇到我哋需要悔改，要得救。
And this true messenger, he is Jesus Christ。
呢个真正嘅带信息嘅人就系耶稣基督。
So that we can too say salvation belongs to the Lord。
所以我哋都能够讲救恩出乎耶和华。
So that we can now too look to the holy temple in our hatred towards。Whom God chose us to serve.
所以我们能够去转向神，去向神的圣殿去祈祷，去服侍那些我们不喜欢的人。
But he knew we wouldn't be able to do it on our own.
但神知道我们靠自己做不到。
Therefore he has sent the Holy Spirit to us.
所以他将圣灵去给我们。
So that we could patiently, obediently, and mightily believe and follow Jesus.
以致我们能够是有耐性的去顺服，去跟随耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, in 2025, I don't know your relationship with others, or new or old.
在2025年，弟兄姊妹，我不知道你和其他人的关系是怎样，无论是新的旧的。
I would know mine.
我知道我的。
But we all know one thing.
但我们都知道一件事。
No matter how much we love or hate, for that matter,
无论我们几咁爱，几咁憎恨。
If God chose you to go,
如果神选择你去的时候，
If God chose that person to hear what needs to be heard,
如果神去拣嗰个人，佢需要去听到呢个信息，
We need to obey.
我哋要顺服。
Jesus taught us to love sinners but hate sin.
耶稣教我们要爱罪人，但是要憎恨这个罪。
But when you think about it, God doesn't send sin to hell. He sends sinners to hell.
但神没有 将这个罪去带到地狱里面，他将这个罪人去带到地狱。
Sharing Jesus' love and his perfect sacrifice on the cross with others is our first step of love.
我们要爱人的第一步就是分享耶稣基督在十字架上面给我们看到的爱。
When we put that Christ heart in our hearts, we begin to see this world differently.
当我们将基督的心去放在我们的心里面的时候，我们就会用一个不同的眼光去看这个世界。
And at that moment, what you have to speak out might not need to be that long, because what Jonah said to them is this.
在那一刻你就会要开声去讲，可能讲的东西不是很多，就像约拿这样。
He said, in 40 days, you will be overthrown. He didn't even say, repent, or turn away from your sin. Or he didn't even expose the scripture. All he said is, in 40 days, you will be overthrown.
他说在40日之后呢，你的灾难就会来到。他没有讲很多的其他的信息，没有去讲解圣经其他的东
西。Once again,Salvation is not our eloquence of words, but it is of the Lord. It belongs to God.
这个救恩不在乎我们讲多少东西，这个救恩是出于耶和华。
In that sense, with God's love, we are enabled to share the gospel with others because God gives us words to speak.
神，藉着神的爱，我们能够去讲这个信息，因为神帮助我们用我们的声音去讲这个信息。
And I pray that in 2025, you and I would look people around us.
所以我祈祷在2025年，我们会小心去看我们周围的人。
We will look at them not through our own will or not through our past experiences or not through some of the good things or bad things in the past.
我们不是只是用我们自己的眼光，是根据，不是根据我们以往的经历，不是根据我们的喜好。
But we would be able to see them through God's eyes.
而是我们藉着神的眼去望他们。
Through the eyes of God, the creator and sustainer and savior of his people.
去藉着这个创造者，这个维系生命去拯救人的神。
Please join me in a prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Dear God,
真爱主，
Thank you for sending the people around us to love them.
我感谢你将不同的人摆在我们的周围，叫我们去爱他们。
We thank you for this because Anyone can love the ones who are lovable.
我哋知道我哋每一个人都能够去爱一啲可爱嘅人。
But thank you for enabling us to love unlovable ones through Jesus our Savior.
但感谢神藉住耶稣基督，我哋能够去爱一啲唔可爱嘅人。
And I pray that this love for unlovable ones in Jesus may bear fruits, much fruits in 2025.
我哋祈祷喺2025年呢个爱能够去结出更多嘅果子。
Please guide us and help us.So that we can go to the ones who persecute us.
去帮助我们，去引领我们，去到那些，去这帮我们的人当中。
Just as you sent Jonah to Nineveh, send us to our enemies to share your word.
好像你差派约拿去到尼尼微的城里面一样，求主你去差派我们去到这个世界的敌人当中。
And our relationship with them.May center around our Savior Jesus, not around us.
让我们同他们的关系是以耶稣基督为中心，而不是以我们自己为中心。
Without all the biases or without judgments, we pray that we may be able to love the one you've called us to love in Jesus' name.
去没有偏见的，去能够爱那些你叫我们要爱的人。
We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。